on loyalty. As an employee, your first loyalty is to your boss, regardless of whether or not your boss is deserving of your attention and commitment. Even if you have to contend with an incompetent manager, you must deliver on your commitments. Avoid the temptation to treat bad bosses badly. It's not a question of the person or the personality, but one of position and office. You might not respect your boss, the person, but you must respect your boss, the office bearer. For example, when citizens salute their national flag, are they saluting the piece of cloth? Surely they are declaring their support to their constitution, to their form of government, to their leaders, and to their laws. When urged to respect the boss, employees are being urged to pay respect to the position. It is their duty to pay attention, to give respect, and to provide loyalty.
Don't expect your mentor to be the one to give you all the answers to your questions, because in fact a good mentor will resist the temptation to tell you the answer. A good mentor will torment you. Mentor is a tormentor who will never tell you the answer, but ask you sufficient questions until you can find the right way. The successful people in life are not those who can quickly go and find the answer, but who can work out the answer for themselves.
Then if we need to be mentored, what qualities do we look for in that person?
I wish I could say to you that you will always be able to find a mentor. They're perhaps as rare as finding the perfect lover. In the absence of being able to point the finger at someone and say, "Excuse me, will you please do me the honour of being my mentor?" you will have to go in search of bits and pieces of mentors and perhaps engage them in the role of mentorship without them knowing about it. This is where holding your tongue comes in. As we are learning, we tend to get excited, and so through that excitement, we tend to talk a lot. In a group environment, we tend to want to speak about what's happened and let me share my ideas with you. Next time you are in a social setting, dinner, barbecue, etc., count the number of questions that are asked versus the number of opinions that are given. And you will find that we, in our social structures, talk a lot and ask very little. This is your opportunity. If you want to find a mentor, you need to pause a moment and ask yourself, what is this person's beauty? What is it that they are really good at? And how can I engage them in a conversation and get them to talk a lot about what they know most? And perhaps, slowly, I can tell them about what I'm trying to do.
On reputation. Your reputation is not something you can vet or veto. It might belong to you, but you have no say about how it is perceived or received. For that reason, take extra care to reduce the likelihood of sending out contradictory messages. Even in your states of silence and stillness, you are being assessed and judged. The best that you can do is to be true to yourself. Only when you are true to yourself can you be true to others. Only when you trust yourself can others begin to trust you. When you can understand yourself, you'll be in a position to live graciously. Until you do, the chances are that you'll live recklessly. From there, it's only a few steps away before you live dangerously.